Imagine taking a delicate, bespoke Versace runway dress, shipping it to a humid villa in Mallorca, and handing it over to a reality TV contestant.
Right, which sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Totally. It sounds like a fashion archivist's worst nightmare.
Right.
Yet today we are tracking a piece of clothing that completely defied its delicate nature and, well, the traditional fashion trajectory.
Wow.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We've cross-referenced fashion archives, eBay's corporate sustainability reports, and Love Island production notes to trace the surprising, stubborn life cycle of a single iconic garment.
And not just any garment. I mean, we are tracing the Versace Medusa latex dress, figuring out how it jumped from the super exclusive high fashion ecosystem straight into mainstream reality television.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at the Versace Spring Summer 2022 collection. And you, listening, I want you to picture this. It's a pastel blue, turquoise latex mini dress. And it is not subtle.
Not at all.
It features these heavy gold buckled straps, complete with the iconic Medusa logo. I mean, it's the kind of piece designed to completely dominate a photograph.
Oh, absolutely. And by late 2021 and mid-2022, this dress had been photographed on, like, everyone.
Yeah.
We were talking Kate Beckinsale, Hailey Bieber, Shakira.
Right, Shakira too?
Yeah, Shakira, plus Timon Abadia, Amelia Hamlin, and Joey King.
Okay, so it had reached total market saturation, which, you know, usually means the fashion world issues a death certificate for the garment.
Exactly. It's over.
Right. It was less like a dress and more like a coveted royal crown passed around exclusively among elite celebrities.
Yeah.
Or a PR baton in a Hollywood relay race.
Mm.
The fashion houses physically ship this single sample garment from stylist to artificially manufacture a trend.
Yeah. And once you hit that saturation point, the exclusivity is basically gone and the garment is supposed to get locked in a dark climate controlled vault forever.
Right. Out of sight.
But what's fascinating here is that this specific piece actively rejected its own retirement.
Oh.
Yeah. Instead of fading into fashion history, it popped up on series 13 of ITV's tropical reality show Love Island.
No way. Love Island.
Yes. Worn by contestant Micah Harris, who styled it with these, like, chunky clear heels.
I mean, putting an archive Versace piece on a reality show contestant feels like a massive context collapse.
Yeah.
It obviously didn't just accidentally fall into her suitcase.
Far from it. This appearance is part of a deliberate collaboration between the show and eBay UK.
Oh, okay.
The whole initiative is designed to outfit the Islanders in secondhand clothing rather than having them cycle through piles of cheap, disposable, fast fashion.
The stuff that just ends up in a landfill.
Exactly.
So, what does this all mean? Because I have to push back a little here.
Sure, go ahead.
If you're listening to this and looking at your own closet, you might be wondering, can an iconic, heavily photographed designer piece truly be grouped with everyday secondhand clothes?
I see what you mean.
Right. Because when eBay says pre-loved, consumers usually picture thrift store denim and faded band tees, not museum-grade couture. Are they just rebranding exclusive archives to buy relatable street cred?
I mean, that's a fair challenge. It absolutely blurs the line between vintage archive and used clothing. But the underlying mechanism, the actual physical survival and reuse of the garment, is what matters.
Okay, how so?
We have to consider the physical reality of latex. It is essentially a living material. It degrades rapidly with sweat, it tears easily, and it requires constant polishing with silicone spray just to keep it from sticking to itself.
Oh, wow. Meaning, the fact that this specific garment survived multiple reality TV shoots in a humid tropical climate without disintegrating is honestly a masterclass in textile engineering.
Precisely. And it wasn't just surviving one shoot. This dress was actually featured on Love Island prior to Micah wearing it.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It was worn by another contestant, Taniel Ravan, back in 2023, showcasing the ultimate success of the pre-loved mission.
Okay, so we aren't just talking about a dress trickling down from A-list celebrities to reality TV. We are talking about a dress actively being recycled within the reality TV ecosystem itself, season after season.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this single turquoise dress perfectly illustrates a massive modern shift. We are moving away from the era of disposable fast fashion, where a garment is worn once for a photo and discarded, and shifting towards celebrated recycled luxury.
Right.
The lifespan of clothing is becoming circular instead of linear, proving a garment's value is in its durability and its history, not just its novelty.
It completely redefines what makes an outfit desirable. Which leaves you with this to think about. If mainstream television shows are now actively championing pre-loved designer pieces, literally passing around the same turquoise dress season after season on national TV, will that long-standing societal stigma against repeating an outfit finally disappear from our own everyday lives?